Eleanor Hamilton is a 12-year-old from Truckee, California. She loves the violin, which she started playing when she was 5 or 6 years old. At some point, though, it stopped being fun. But that's where the story begins. Eleanor's in our studio today. She's going to describe how the frustration led her to become an author with an entirely new perspective on playing music and probably on her life. Hi, Eleanor.
Hi.
Welcome to Insight.
Thanks.
Well, I want you to start with what you call your robot student days. What were you like when you were in your robot student mode?
Well, it was about last year. I was in my bedroom practicing my orchestra music, you know, like I always do, just going over the pieces. And, you know, as a student robot, you feel like you don't see anything. Like, you do what someone tells you to do, and you don't have the power to change how you see something. So then one day I decided that I really wasn't having very much fun doing what my teacher, you know, told me to do. And I decided to change that and to write a book to help keep other kids' practices fun and my own.
And then what happened? How did you do that?
I brainstormed in my loft. And then I decided, I started just writing down tips that would keep practices fun. And I really wanted to make sure practice was turned into play, because fun really matters and play is fun. And yeah.
And your mom encouraged you. She has a master's in writing. And so she said, go for this. So how did you team up? How did she inspire you?
Well, she kept me really organized.
Oh.
Like, yeah, she made sure everything was in good, neat piles, and everything. She had a little to-do list every morning. So, like, and then I went and, you know, did everything that was on the to-do list. And most of it actually, you know, well, most of it was just things that I had to do that day. But then some things had to do with the book. And
But yeah, because this was a project, and you're homeschooled.
Yes.
So it probably was incorporated into what you were working on every day.
Mm-hmm.
Your book is really lovely, Eleanor. It looks like a hardback composition book.
Mm-hmm.
And inside there's a tip on one side of the page, and there are 52 of them.
Yes, one per week.
And on the left side, you can write down the dates that you were practicing and thoughts that you had.
Yes.
Fun things. So let's talk about some of these tips.
Okay. Well, name your violin, the first one.
And you literally mean give it a name.
Yes. Name your violin. Absolutely. Yes. I think that's a really good one to start out with, because immediately you just get a deeper connection with your violin. And you're like, hi, how's it going? I know your name. We could be friends. Can have fun.
In fact, you even say take it with you. Take it to the grocery store.
Yeah, take your violin to the grocery store. Just be with your violin.
And what's your violin's name?
My violin's name is Jasna. It's Polish for bright.
Oh.
And yeah, my violin is a Polish violin. And from the moment I first played it, it sounded bright. So I decided to name it bright in Polish.
There are really fun illustrations in this book. I'm looking at number 11, which is titled Please. And it's actually your violin saying, let's play together.
Yes.
So find another violin, another violinist, and practice together.
Absolutely. Whether it's your teacher or friends, playing together is so much fun. And you can really relate to things with each other. You know, the music is hard or fun. Or, like, I love playing with my orchestra so much. Like, it's way more fun than just playing by myself.
That's why you didn't like sitting in the bedroom that day.
Yeah.
I know I saw a tip that was called M&Ms. I can't find it, but what's that one?
That one is reward yourself with M&Ms every time you play something well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yes,
I think
definitely.
I should do that here on the show.
Yeah,
every
it's really
time we
yummy.
Do a show, we should have M&Ms afterwards. Well, can you, and is it Jasna?
Jasna, yeah.
Yeah, Jasna, could you play Jasna or share a tip with me using your favorite friend over there?
Of course. So I happen to have a shoe here. This is one of my tips. It's it's called Which One Did You Pick? And there are strips of titles of songs, just a few, and you can actually reach in and
okay,
grab.
Okay, so she's handing me her shoe, and I get to pick a tip or a title.
Yes, and they're all songs.
Okay, and this is called Alborada Orchestra?
Yes, Alborada. That's one of my orchestra pieces that I played this semester. So I'll just play the first two or three measures.
You've got to be older than 12, Eleanor. That's all I can say. That was lovely. Wait, stay there. I'm going to pick one more.
Okay.
We're going to hear, this one says, The Sights, Book 4.
Yes. Okay, so this is Suzuki Book 4, and...
She's so good. I have to tell you, folks, this is her first radio interview ever, and she's standing to play her violin, and she's thoughtful enough to bend down and speak into the microphone. There are seasoned guests that don't even remember that. Go for it.
Okay.
Like I'm getting a piece of you practicing and playing.
Yeah, I haven't played that one for a while.
Yeah,
so.
Like you're working on it. Have you learned in all these lessons not to be too hard on yourself? Do you have any tips that address that?
Well, yeah, there's one actually. It's called Take Time Away, and it was contributed. See, I didn't write all of the tips in the book. Some were contributed by professional musicians from around the country, and Take Time Away was contributed by Adam Thies from the Jazz Mafia in San Francisco.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just take a break from your violin. And if, like, I practice for, like, an hour every day. But if you take time away, then when you come back to it, you'll have way more fun with it because it's not, like, the same thing you're doing every day. You just need to take a break and do something else, and then come back to it, and you'll be fresh and have more fun.
You're listening to the conversation and music of Eleanor Hamilton. She's 12 years old. She's the author of Playing Notes, a playing journal with tips and tricks to keep the violin fun. And she wrote this over the past 2 years. And I also admire that when I picked that little title out of the shoe, that you didn't say, oh, not that one. I'm not that good at it. Because some people would do that. But you just kind of jump in and go for it. You have a very cool website.
Thank you.
And we're going to link it to our website. But what I liked about it is it's really your voice. You do the writing, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do the writing. And one thing I really liked about my editor, Steve Chudy, editor of the book, he really respected what I wanted this book to be, which was a book written by a kid with, you know, like a kid tone. And so he really respected that. And I really appreciate that because... That's what this book is. So is the website.
You said that you solicited tips from adult musicians across the state. And on the website, there's a place for people to continue to send you tips.
Yes. Actually, one tip from the website was contributed by Emma Bradish. And her tip was to decorate a special spot in your house, your practice spot. Decorate it, have fun, like making things all pretty and cute, and so you love that spot and you always want to practice there, and so fun.
Do you live by these tips?
I think that these tips really can apply to anything, and I think that
You're talking beyond the violin.
I think
that the tips go into life.
I think that when you have fun with something, you stay with it a lot longer.
I knew that you picked up some wisdom, because if you started writing a book at 10, Eleanor, it had to have shown you, I don't know, lessons about challenges and perseverance and reaching goals. And do you have a sense of some of those bigger themes here?
I think that just my main thing is, like, if you have fun with really anything, and then you have the ability to re-see something and change what you don't love and change it to something you do love. You can re-see it and stay with it and love it.
That was very well said. And I happen to like tip number 27 because it's a way that family members can get involved. That's the surprise me tip.
Oh, yes, yes. That one's cool to get you motivated to open your violin case and start playing, because there's a little treat inside that your mom or dad put in, you'll be so excited to open it up and see what it is. Your violin's already there and waiting for you to play it. So,
Well, Eleanor, I see that the San Francisco Symphony, the LA Philharmonic have ordered books.
Yes.
For their
yes.
gift shops. And you have a note on your website from Boston Philharmonic conductor Benjamin Zander
yeah.
praising the book.
Yes.
And you also want to get the books to kids who might not have access to them.
Yes. We're starting this. We've been talking about this idea, like, to partner with a foundation to give these books to kids who might not be able to afford it. And it's still just an idea, but we're researching all these foundations, and there are a lot of them, so it's really amazing.
And you have two more books in the works?
Well, my sister, she plays piano, and so we're starting Piano Notes together. And so she's been contacting piano players around the country. And then Cello Notes, we're thinking about that one too.
Wow. Well, I'm going to say goodbye, but will you do Dance Orchestra?
Is that,
can I hear one more little piece
yes.
of music? All right, here she is, Eleanor Hamilton. I just took your picture, so I'll tweet that one out, too. Eleanor Hamilton, that was so much fun. Thanks for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Good job on your first radio interview, and congratulations on the book. That's a goal that not many adults accomplish in their life.
Yeah, thank you.
Will you come back again sometime?
Sure.
Okay. 12-year-old Eleanor Hamilton. The book is Playing Notes. We'll post a link to her website at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.